Katy Country 94 weather.
You can trust your friends at Beloit Auto and Truck Plaza to take the mystery out of used car shopping. We are your trusted source for the finest pre-owned vehicle. Yes, folks, our certified pre-owned lineup is an all-star cast of domestic and import superstars. Only the very best of the best achieve certified status after our 120-point inspection. Each and every one comes back with a 100,000-mile warranty. So relax, it's certified. Look no further than BeloitAutoTruck.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A high wind warning continues until 7 p.m. this evening. High temperatures reach up to 52 this afternoon under cloudy skies. Northwest winds 30 to 40 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows level off around 44. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, highs level off around 54. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 52.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models. Brakes, drums, and chambers in stock, exhaust mufflers, flex elbows, straight pipe, and more. They also carry legacy seats and two stereo options. In addition, they carry most all BG service fluids, transmission flush to diesel fuel injection clean on both pickups and semis, with several fuel additives and cleaners. All of this and more at American Ag and Auto, just off of Highway 24 in Glen Elder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Emergency scams, sometimes called grandparent scams, prey on the willingness of an unsuspecting, worried individual to help friends and family in need. With artificial intelligence, or AI, now allowing scammers to clone the voice of a loved one, all someone needs is a short audio clip to make themselves sound exactly like your loved one. Often, scammers will impersonate their target's loved ones, make up an urgent situation, and plead for help and money. Social media sites allow scammers to look up information and offer plausible stories. They may even incorporate nicknames and real travel plans into the con to convince their target. Here's how the scam works. Emergency scams are about a family member or friend in a dire situation. You get a call, email, or social media message from someone claiming to be a distressed family member. They may say they've been arrested while traveling overseas, or there was an accident, medical emergency, or other calamity. They provide convincing details such as family names and school details. A common version is the grandparent scam, where the con artist contacts the grandparent claiming to be their grandchild and asking for money. The plea is so persuasive that the grandparent wires money to the scammer, only to find out their family member was safe and sound later. The scam can also work in reverse, where the grandparent calls their grandchild pleading for help. Recently, FTC has warned that scammers are using voice cloning techniques to imitate the voices of loved ones. The technology enables con artists to copy the voices of persons close to you from videos they may find on social media or other sources. They can then use tools to imitate the voice of your loved one and have it appear to say whatever they wish in a call. Some voice cloning efforts may be crude and others very sophisticated. Either way, this adds to the scam's confusing and frightening aspect. Tips to spot the scam? Resist the urge to act immediately, no matter how dramatic the story is. Check out the story with other family and friends, but hang up or close the message and call your loved one directly. Don't call the phone number provided by the caller or caller ID. Ask questions that would be hard for an imposter to answer correctly. Know what your family members are sharing online. You may not have control over your family's social media accounts, but familiarize yourself with what they share online. And don't wire any money if there's any doubt about the call. If a person wires money and later realizes it is a fraud, the police must be alerted, and many times the money is gone for good. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. You can book your appointment for the Mitchell County Health Department's Health Fair. This is the final morning this week, this Friday morning, this morning, 6:30 to 9 at the NCK Technical College there in Beloit. The 81st Annual Jewel Corn Show, this year's theme, Celebrating a World of Music, gets underway. really tonight and then fully tomorrow. For today, exhibits open from 1 to 6. Paradise Ride, Cruise Jewel to get the best roll. Golf carts, ATVs, mowers, starting in front of the community center at 6 in Jewel. 5:30 to 7:30, grab and go beer rocks, cheeseburger, or hot ham and cheese meal at the North Wings Lodge and Restaurant. Then coming up tomorrow, exhibits open for 8:30 to 2. 8 a.m. to 2:30, I should say. All day Star Search in City Park. At 8 a.m., there's a 5K Jewel Corn Show Fun Run or a 1 mile donut run starting in front of the Guaranty State Bank. Also, 8 a.m. to noon, there'll be flu shots and COVID vaccines based on eligibility guidelines. Please bring your Medicare or insurance card. Vendors downtown from 9 to 2:30. Car show at 9 a.m. Parade at 10:30. A barbecue at the fire station following the parade. There will also be a cornhole tournament at noon, north side of the park. Fun and games at the city park from noon to 2:30. All kinds of games for the kids and family. From 1 to 3, open house at the Jewel Apartments. At 3:30, a road rally. Food and drink vendors after 3. Saturday night program at the Jewel City Park will be at 7 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock until midnight, Sabina Chestnut and Nate Klein at the old Jewel High School. And then Sunday, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30, a soup dinner at the Jewel Community Center. Free will donation. Open house at Jewel Apartments again from 1 to 3. All part of the 81st Annual Jewel Corn Show there in Jewel. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Butker's kick, strong leg, and it is good! Harrison Butker just nailed a 60-plus yard field goal.
Butker was the highlight of the Chiefs' offense for the most part with 4 field goals and a 19-8 win over the Broncos on Thursday night. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll take a look at the local sports results from Thursday's activities in the area. Also, we have high school state tennis beginning today. It's week 7 of the high school football season. A preview of college football and the Major League Baseball playoffs continue. So coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, the Lakeside Northern Plains League NCAA Cross Country Meet in Downs. The Invitational Southeast of Saline girls and boys both finished first on Thursday. Madison Hallett of Smith Center won the individual girls gold. Brayden Walker of Southeast Saline won the boys in the NCAA League title. NPL team championships went to the Osborne girls and the St. John's boys. The NPL individual champions, Ryan Berticelli of Osborne on the girls' side and Johnny Himmel of Osborne on the boys. You can find full results at ncksports.com. High school volleyball Thursday, Beloit winning their 8th straight NCAA League title. They extend their school record win streak to 31 matches, defeating Republic County 25-11, 25-15, and 25-15 and 15 in the second match. Also on Thursday, Smith Center went 3-0 in pool play in the Mid-Continent League tournament, hosting that one, beating Hill City, Trigo, and Ellis all in 2. You can find full scores at ncksports.com. Smith Center advancing to the final Saturday in Russell. The 3-2-1A State Tennis Tournament will get underway this morning at 10 o'clock at Consover Tennis Center in Topeka. Ashlyn Knight of Beloit qualified in singles, along with Osborne's doubles teams of Gracie Reiner and Levy Reiner, and Claire Mick and Grace William also qualified. Knight finished 10th last year in singles for Beloit, and then Coach Grant Denneke likes her chances for another solid tournament.
State's looking pretty good for Ashlyn. She's got the number 9 overall seed, and the best thing about it is Ashlyn's faced 5 of the top 10 seeds already this year, so she's faced a good majority of the top talent in the state. As long as she can go there and be focused, she should have a pretty good state tournament.
On the Osborne side, the Reiner sisters were 6th place state finishers last season and will battle to get on the medal stand again, as their coach Star Jacobs explains.
I was a little disappointed we got seeded 6th, so we are down on the bottom of the bracket, and we will meet possibly Central Plains or Heston in the first match. We have played Central Plains before and we have beat them. I don't know much about the other team, but if we advance past there, the real test is going to be against Ellsworth, so we need to be on our toes ready to get past them, and I think they are very capable of doing that.
For more info on the state tennis meet for the 5 area qualifiers, you can find brackets and results at the link at ncksports.com. Tonight, it's week 7 of the high school football season. We'll start our coverage at 5:40 with the Football Express presented by Cunningham Teleport and Cable, previewing all the area league matchups, and then move into pregame at 6:30. Kickoff at 7 o'clock on KD Country 94. Rivalry showdown with Beloit at Concordia, Z96.3 Through the Lake, 8-man Division 2 District 4 matchup, Osborne hosting Pike Valley. We'll conclude coverage with the local high school football scoreboard show brought to you by State Farm Insurance in Beloit and Osborne at 10:05 on KD Country 94. Other area matchups include Wakefield at Lakeside, St. John's Tipton hosts Canton Galva, Rock Hills at Clifton Clyde, Bennington at Lincoln, Thunder Ridge hosting St. Francis, Sylvan Lucas welcomes Victoria, Southern Cloud hosts Pawnee Heights, and Smith Center's at home against Sacred Heart. Full area schedule can be found at ncksports.com. Again on KD Country 94, a non-district rivalry showdown between Beloit and Concordia. Trojan 3-3, Panthers 1-5. Despite their rough start this season, Beloit coach Brad Gober concerned about Concordia up front. front.
The strength of their team really is their offensive line and defensive line. They're big and they're physical up front. They're probably a little down in the skill positions right now. So, you know, it's for us, we've got to really just hammer in on trust our rules. We've got to, you know, do things right to block their front.
On the other sideline, Concordia coach Jordan Etcher always expects a battle with Beloit.
The same as you get every year from a Coach Gober team. He coaches those guys well to play physical. They're really assignment sound. They're going to be in the right spot. They're going to hit you on defense. They're going to hit you on offense. So for us, it's got to be how do we keep it simple and play football.
Pre-game's at 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock tonight from Concordia on KD Country 94 and NCKSSports.com. Will Gerstner and Todd Clover calling the action. Z96 point to the lake, KDCountry94.com. Osborne has already wrapped up the district championship at 3-0, 5-1 overall. They're facing 0-6 and 0-2 Pike Valley. Bulldogs coach Steve Tiernan says the Panthers always seem to be ready against his team, though.
Every year we play them, they play us tough. They find our weakness and they try to exploit it, which is good for us. I mean, it gives us something to work on for sure. But if you're not ready to play, then, you know, you have an injury or two, or even if they just play better than us, I mean, anybody can win.
For Pike Valley, their coach Jeremy Miller knows success starts with defending the Osborne run.
Their run game is solid consistently. The quarterback run game and the running backs, just traditional power. We've talked about all the things that they do. It's just a matter of us stepping up in the gaps and making some plays.
Thomas Pike Valley to Osborne on Z96 Point Through the Lake is all have the call pregame at 6:30. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Chiefs' offense reached the end zone just once, but Harrison Bunker connected on 4 field goals, including a 60-yarder before half and a 52-yarder to put the game out of reach in a 19-8 win over the Broncos at Arrowhead Stadium. The 16th straight win for the Chiefs over the Broncos. They led 13-0 at the end of the first half, 16-0 after three. The only touchdown of the night, a 3-yard pass from Patrick Mahomes to Kadarius Toney. Chiefs held the Broncos scoreless until just over 6 minutes left in the game. Chiefs coach Andy Reid on the kicking and defense.
Bunker was phenomenal. Seasons to amaze me with his kicking. He's so reliable and does a great job with that. Our defense was incredible tonight, as they have been. I think at halftime they had 39 yards or so passing. Quite a feat.
Chiefs now 5-1 on the season, while the Broncos drop to 1-5. For more of the game, catch the sports ticket on Katie Country 94 and KatieCountry94.com at 9:10 this morning.
15 pass completions in a row. This will be his last, and it's for the football game. If he can get it off to the end zone.
The Houston Cougars kicked off the Big 12 weekend with a miraculous 41-39 win on the Hail Mary they heard there as time expired. Houston picking up their first win as a member of the conference, moving to 3-3, 1-2 in the Big 12, while West Virginia dropped to 4-2 and 2-1. Big 12 play continues on Saturday. Number 23 Kansas back on the road at Oklahoma State. Jayhawks 5-1, 2-1 of the Big 12, where the Cowboys are 3-2 and 1-1. Both teams enter off of important conference wins last week. KU coach Lance Leipold on OSU.
Size and experience up front shows itself again. A lot of career starts. You know, they haven't probably had the start of the season that they desired. But again, like I said, I think they get two consecutive home games. You know, it's a tough place to go play.
KU and Oklahoma State kick off at 2:30 Saturday in Stillwater. Pregame coverage at 2 o'clock on Z96.3 The Lake. After losing to Oklahoma State last Friday night, K-State is back on the road Saturday at Texas Tech. Wildcats 3-2, 1-1 of the Big 12. The Red Raiders coming at 3-3 and 2-1. K-State coach Chris Kleiman concerned about Tech running back Taj Brooks.
I think they've got one of the best running backs for sure in the Big 12 and probably in the country. Probably not getting recognized enough nationally. I think he's one of the best that we've got to do a phenomenal job of trying to control the rush game.
K-State and Texas Tech kick off at 6 o'clock on FS1 Saturday night. Elsewhere in the Big 12 Saturday, Iowa State at Cincinnati at 11 a.m. BYU goes to TCU at 2:30 in the afternoon. Notable top 25 matchups, the premier game of the weekend at 2:30 on ABC. Number 7 Washington hosts number 8 Oregon in the Pac-12. And at 7 o'clock, 18th ranked UCLA at number 15 Oregon State. 21st ranked Notre Dame looks to bounce back, hosting number 10 USC at 6:30 Saturday night. The full schedule for the weekend can be found at NCAA.com.
1-2 the count. And did he go?
For the second straight season, the Phillies dispatched the Braves in just 4 games in the NLDS. Nick Castellanos homered twice. Trey Turner hit a solo shot as well as the Phillies picked up a 3-1 win. Moved to the NLCS, where they will face the Diamondbacks. Game 1 Monday night in Philly. ALCS between the Rangers and Astros will start on Sunday night at 7:15 in Houston. For more on the playoffs, visit MLB.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.